Hancock caretakers were assigned to look after the children in the community. There were brethren for the boys and sisters for the girls. They lived with the children in their own dwellings or children's order. You can see a retiring room for children on the sisters' side of the dwelling. The children worked alongside the brethren and the sisters or in their own workshops. Some children found Shaker life to their liking and became Shakers themselves as adults, but only a small percentage of the youth who grew up at Hancock, less than 10%, stayed on.
I have a little treasure that is made of love.
The winter, which is nearly past, has been very good. Sickness, we are happy to say, has been almost a stranger. A few only have suffered from heavy colds. Sister Julia L. Sweet, 1891.
Looking after the physical health of the Hancock Shakers could be challenging. Accidents on the farm or while using machinery were frequent. Common colds or more serious diseases spread quickly among community members. Separate infirmaries were maintained during the peak years of membership. As was practiced among the world's people, herbal remedies and scientific medicine were both put to use. Be sure to look at the information about the deacons and deaconesses. These Shakers were the community leaders who tended to the physical needs of the sisters and brethren. They made sure that the Shakers had enough materials to do their work. They were caregivers for the community, living among and taking meals with them. Some oversaw special areas such as the farm, workshops, or domestic activities. They were also community links to the elders and eldresses. Move down the hall to view the shop settings on the Route 20 end of the building. Listen to a message on working toward perfection by pressing the yellow button.